Hi, everybody. I look crazy. I don't care. Claire with Clairvoyant Psychic Medium here today. I have not had time to do my hair yet, guys, and it's driving me nuts because every single day I've been having to take a shower. And we all know that people that dye their hair, you can't like dye it when it's really clean. I mean, I probably could. It's not that big of a deal. But I've been doing the shed work every night, like moving dirt and whatever, and I get sweaty and I have to take a shower. Whew. So that I have went from one extreme to not sleeping at all to now being so tired. So I don't know. I hope in my whole heart that this is the last load. We just had the last load of dirt and sand delivered. So we ran into a bit of a problem, like everything always happens in construction, but it's okay because I can handle everything and anything that happens it will be figured out and money loves me and I love money. Okay. The ground is completely uneven. So, I forgot to turn this down. So when the ground is completely uneven, we have to like build it up with a ton of dirt and sand so that we can make sure that when the concrete gets poured, we're pouring less concrete because concrete is $113 a yard when it's only like $10 for dirt. So I would rather be paying for dirt than concrete. So that's what's happening right now. If that all gets figured, we work when it's like dark out right now and it's really hot. I am not going to be able to do it tonight because I have Witchy Wednesday in the morning and I got to get up at like 5. So, but who knows? Maybe I will. I don't know. I'm supposed to also get a tattoo tomorrow too. So, I usually get tattoo work once a year. I don't know why I do that. So this is why I do it. I hate getting tattoos. Fun fact, I really do. My sleeve has been 11 years in the making. I started getting it right after Six died. Those of you that don't know Six, this was my best friend that passed away. Literally was the thing that led me to be what I am now. Anyways, found out that we are going to be burying him in August, the beginning of August. And he's not been buried this whole time. And I really, in my head, I'm just like, man, I wish that this fucking sleeve was done because, what is that? Nick, my neighbor, ex-brother-in-law. I wanted to get it done. I don't think it's going to happen because in my brain, I didn't want there to be any skin left showing. And there's quite a bit. This is going to hurt so bad. So I might not even do that. But I haven't seen him for over a year right now. And we have quite a bit of stuff. Like we need to fix this color. This one's okay. Just a little bit around the eyes. But he was touching up this stuff. But yeah, anyway, so that's happening. Okay, I might reschedule it. Let's be real. Because of the fact that I'm working out in the sun. I'm getting extremely dirty. Just the gooiness of aftercare of tattoos. I don't think I'm going to be able to do it. I'm going to be doing drywall, sanding, all of this. Fuck. Okay. I don't know. We'll see. I do have a couple hours to like fuck around in Omaha tomorrow, but I do need to do like a couple errands. Okay. I'm just pooping out of my mouth. All right. Anything else update wise? I don't think so. Let me see. Oh, I don't think that I said this yesterday. Yes, I did this. So Wahoo is doing a Harvest Moon Festival. Those of you that don't know, Wahoo is a town, like kind of the biggest, closest town to us. And it's all local vendors. It'll be probably like food and baked goods, as well as like candles, boutiques, and I don't really know. I don't really know what's all going to be there, but I know that they really wanted me to come and I got my application in. So I will be doing that. That's on September 18th. Hopefully I'm inside. I really hope. But I'll be doing festival prices there. The reason I'm doing this is because I don't believe I'm going to be doing Mystic Fest. At this time right now, I am set on no, because I just don't want to. But yeah, that's what's going on. Oh wait, no, I said this last night because I did my live later. Oh guys, have you ever tried these? The Bugles churros. So good. So good. I'm obsessed with cinnamon though. So that's kind of why. All right, let's go into this. I have so much to fucking do. God damn it. All right. Wednesday, July 28th. The sun is in Leo. The moon is in Aries. So we got fire in the sky. Mercury is going to be sextiling Lilith. So that positive pairing is communicating our deepest, darkest desires, fears, all of that. Venus is going to be squaring the north node in Gemini, Venus in Virgo. So that is like, this is not comfortable anymore. We have to change it. This, I don't like this anymore. We need to change it. Remember, Virgo is very like that tiny little thing. I hate it. This has to go, like that feel. So it's taking action kind of a day. Jupiter moves back into Aquarius. Okay. I wanted to look at something because I was looking on TikTok. And somebody said that we go out of retrograde tomorrow. And I don't think that's true. I wanted to make sure. Jupiter retrograde enters Aquarius. Yeah, it doesn't say that it's out of retrograde. It just goes backwards into Aquarius. Okay, so so that means Aquarius people, this is the time when it is a little bit more challenging. We are going to have a little bit, like, I mean, if we look back at the last, I don't know when it was in Aquarius right now, but it's been challenging, but it's all for the better. It's all for good. So moon is going to be trining with all of the Leo stuff. So all that Aries and, or the Aries moon trining with all the Leo, positive pairing with all the fire. We're just ready to move forward. So much clarity. So remember when we got that Mercury card yesterday, the goddess card, to bring in clarity. This is when it's coming. So Wednesday is when we start the epiphanies and everything starts happening in that realm. Okay. So the rune for Wednesday, July 28th. Is the long X one. Constraint. Oh, I don't know if Nath is. I know we've had it, but man, I don't remember it. Necessity and pain. All right. The necessity with dealing with the severe constraints is the lesson of the Nathuas. The positive aspect of this rune represents the limitations that we directly cause ourselves. It's the negative side attracts limitations from those around us. Both are equally difficult to handle. Excuse me. The role of the Nathuas is to identify our shadow, our dark and repressed side. Oh, guys, the reason why this is happening is because Chiron is in Aries right now, and the moon is going to be in Aries. And those of us that do not have Chiron retrograde in your chart, you're going to be fully dealing with your shadow. So it's going to be a deepy, gross stuff. But again, those of you that do have Chiron retrograde in your chart, it's just going to be take action, take action. Okay. So don't take this world personally, as this rune is saying. Work with the shadow. Examine the inside of your that magnetizes misfortune in your life. When at last you can look upon the Nathuas with a smile and recognize that the troubles, denials, setbacks in life are all of your teachers, guides, and allies. This need for restraint is unquestionable here. Drawing this rune indicates that there will be holdups, reasons to reconsider your plans carefully, and there is work to be done on yourself. So take it with goodwill and show perseverance. This is a time to pay off old debts and restore harmony, at least balance. So mend, restore, redress, and when fishermen can't go to sea, they repair their nets. So let the constraints of the time serve you in the writing of your relationship with yourself. Be mindful that rectification comes before progress. And again, consider the use of adversity. Okay, so it's basically kind of saying, make friends with your shadow. If you hear like a loud noise, I think they're crop dusting outside. It is so like there's loud planes, which is not normal for out here. With your shadow and stick to the goal. I don't know what else to say. Okay, it's so hard not to eat those bugles right now. I'm gonna do this. Okay, we're gonna use the witch's wisdom tarot thing, witch's wisdom tarot. Yep. I hate this heat. I know that this is a boring topic and I apologize for that, but it's so gross outside. Like the kind when you walk outside, you're instantly like dewy and it's like you can't breathe very well because the humidity is so bad. But guys, I worry way too fucking much about my birds. So the ducks and the geese and like, it's just, it's so hot and I hate it. And I feel so bad. I'm redoing their waters like 4 times a day. Boo will not go outside. Like it's 3 o'clock right now. He has not been outside since like 10 a.m. And he just is like, nope. And I don't blame him. I get it. I'm just letting him do whatever. He'll come tell me when he needs to go to the bathroom. But still it's terrible. So that's why this process of the shed and especially my backyard progress, everything just kind of like got put on halt because of this heat. It's just not fun right now. It's disgusting. But I keep telling myself and I keep reassuring myself that the heat will pass. This is not forever. Winter will come. We will have fall. It will be a thing. I've been using my Halloween deck for everything. My dick. Oh, but yeah, because I'm summoning the fall. I can't fucking stand summer. This is the worst. All of you people that are always like, oh, I love summer. Oh, it's so great. Oh, I fucking hate it. This is why. And even in the winter, even when it's like negative, whatever, I don't complain because it's not like I can bundle up and still be like warm. I can put warmers. Like I can be warm. I can fix that problem. You can't fix anything when it's like this outside, except for being stuck in your house. That's why I hate it. So thank you for letting me bitch about the weather. Yeah, so I'm feeling a lot better today. I tried to eat my normal breakfast, which is like eggs and bacon and some sort of carb, and it didn't work. I really wanted it to work. I've been having to eat this concoction of like, I think I said this before, like my protein powder with my oatmeal and all kinds of other stuff in there to give me like my daily vitamins and stuff. And I just ate leftover Chinese food. My like portions. I can't eat very much. I don't know what the fuck is going on. But yeah, I don't have a lot of energy. I'm going with it. This is the way that it is, but it's okay. I'm feeling so much better today. Like, I haven't had a wave of nausea that happened yet. I am still a little dizzy here and there, but honestly, like, having diabetes, this is fucking normal. The doctor did call me, though. Oh, my God. Listen to this. So my new doctor called me with my results from my labs that they ran. And my A1C was 8.5. Those of you that don't know anything about diabetes, that's terrible. It needs to be below 7. So that means, like, that is proof that my old doctor did not give a shit. Because I was sitting there for at least 2 months. Help, this isn't working. My fucking blood sugar is up so high. Help. And they're like, we can't do anything. Here, try this stupid med. It wasn't working. So finally, like, everything is good. My blood sugar to this morning was 160, which is usually like a norm for me. I think I have something that makes my blood sugar high in the mornings. I was reading something about that, that's like a thing. Because usually that's what my blood sugar is. And then my A1C is like 5.6 or like 6. So, I'm back to normal right now and I feel good and I'm not pukey and I don't have that fog over me. So shit's going good. I do go back to the doctor on Saturday because they want to like completely inform me about diabetes because they don't think that I like know anything, which, I mean, it could be fucking true. I really have had shitty fucking doctors until now. So, so that's what's going on. But that was the update with that health stuff. And I wanted to kind of let you know because I knew that that A1C was going to be bad. So, well. All right, first card is the 5 of Air. I hate this, having planes outside. This is why I moved out here, to not hear this shit. All right, 5 of Air. This is a card of choice and consequence. Oh my fucking God, this is the 5 of Wands, I think. Maybe not. Maybe no, 5 of Wands would be 5 of Fire. So this would be air, would be swift, would be swords. Okay. So this is a card of choice and consequence. In life, we have to give up one thing for another. Consider what you've been asked to sacrifice. Certain roles, like being a parent or apprentice or the one in charge, it may require you to give more than you seem to receive. Love comes with responsibilities. What you take on, what you give yourself to, and what you serve will create your character and your life. Be sure it's worthy of you. So it's like sacrifice for your higher purpose. What is your sacrifice for your higher purpose? I would say mine is definitely laziness. I would say throughout this pandemic, I have definitely leaned into the Pisces Mars, Pisces Venus, Taurus North Node, Taurus Rising. Shit, I could go on. Scorpio Saturn, Scorpio. I have Scorpio Saturn. I was fucking lazy. And it has been so nice to just take that break, but still, like, I have my normal client load doing all of that, but not doing all of the extra things like Witchy Wednesday and the Moon Festival and stuff like that. So that's what I'm giving up sacrifice wise. Like, I have to be doing stuff now. So that's mine. Okay. Next is ancestors. Interesting. I just talked to my dad about we're going to have a family reunion because I did that whole family tree. There we go. I did the whole family tree and I found out that my grandpa had 15 brothers and sisters that I had no idea about. And a lot of them are still alive. And there's a shit ton of family in Kansas that I didn't even know about. And they're all the same last name as me. So we are going to have a family reunion in September. And I'm very excited to the very beginning of September. So it's like a month away. I'm excited to do that. Okay. The poem with this. I walk in their footsteps. Their wisdom inside me remains. I am unique, yet carry a legacy. Their blood runs through my veins. Whether or not we know our ancestors, we are the product of those who have lived before us. Sorry, I said that weird. DNA-wise, Externally, we may have the body type of our father or our mother's eyes or our grandmother's nose or great-grandfather's skin tone. On the inside, it even gets more interesting. We know now that we can inherit the way that our body works. Blood types, genetic disorders, even propensities of the aspects of brain function like introversion or musicality or mathematics. Many pagan paths associated with Halloween believe that we were born perfectly imperfect to be exactly what we are meant to be. What does this mean? It means that our gifts of our ancestors have left us in the unique synergy and combination of the physical and mental, the combination of the physical, mental, and physical that is created within us that sets up perfectly to achieve our ultimate purpose. Should the ancestor card bring itself to your attention, know that you are ready and able to action your birthright of power. You have the support of those who came before you. There may be challenges, struggles, but you have everything that you need to overcome them. You will prevail. Woo! Okay, so ancestors. You have the power of your ancestors inside you, and you will prevail. I'm just gonna say, like, understand them. You gotta get to know them. That's what I'm meaning by that. Okay, the next one is deep freeze. This is confusing to me. I already know what this card is. Okay. Let's see what it means. The cold winter beckons you to slow down and put a freeze on things that you're not ready to bloom. It's time to time for regeneration and hibernation. Forgo ambitious activity, a pregnant pause. This allows ideas to gestate, projects to shift and change, and relationships to go through a dreamy state of being. Not going anywhere and not needing to. This is also a time to put all of your arguments on ice. Nothing beneficial will come from any of them. Self-care is the most important activity now. So reflect, read a good book, get a massage, rest, and dream. So that's me just saying, like, I'm ready to stop being lazy, and it's telling you to be lazy. Fuck. Pause, rest, and dream. So with all of that put together, we have that constraint. We need to make friends with our shadows. So I think coming out of this Pisces moon, going straight into the Aries moon, someone that has an Aries moon that will be able to kind of enlighten you, it is overwhelming. Because you immediately are deep feeling and in all of this stuff, or you're not deep feeling and you're avoiding and you're delusional and you're, what the fuck? There's so many noises going on, guys. I had the thought today that it's going to be really hard to continue to make sure that this is like a daily thing. I might have to change it to weekly, because of this. Like, I have people here that are working on the foundation. I should be out there doing something, you know, like there's just a lot of moving pieces that are happening. But anyway, so I think that this is all kind of saying what I was trying to get at is that when the moon moves into Aries, we're going to shit out everything that we're feeling. Everything else is in Leo and it's just wanting to come out. We need to understand where our ancestors come from, maybe even asking them for help, as well as just fucking chilling. If we don't feel good, we don't feel good. If you need a day, you need a day. Whatever the case may be, just take it easy as much as you can. So I think that the reason that we're getting this is because tomorrow when the moon moves into Aries, we're literally going to hit the ground running. But this is kind of like, hey, slow down. Hey, maybe we should think about this. Hey, let's chill out. So keep that in mind. And that is everything, guys. So if you have any questions, or if you would like to book any sessions or anything, guys, make sure to check out the link in my bio. I am going to be putting a link for Witchy Wednesday in my bio today. Here, I'm writing it on my hand so I don't forget. So putting that link in there, you guys can listen to it online. You can listen to it on Alexa, whatever, or even if you're in the area, you can call in and get a free reading. So that's everything. I love you all. I hope you have an amazing hump day, Witchy Wednesday. I love you. See you tomorrow.